For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A strong majority of Texans favor legalizing the medical use of marijuana, according to a new poll. From the Houston Chronicle, legislation that legalizes marijuana's use is expected next year. 75% said people with cancer and other serious illnesses should be allowed to use marijuana for medical purposes as long as their doctor approves. This is according to a Scripps Howard Texas poll question. 19% said they would oppose such a bill. Quote, "I'm surprised support is that high," end quote, said Dr. Richard Evans, president of the Texas Cancer Center and medical advisor. Quote, "That should help when we next testify before the legislature," end quote. Can this be true? The Texas Medical Association, the Texas Cancer Center, and 75% of the people agree that the time for medical marijuana in Texas has come? And why not? For 22 years, the U.S. government has been providing medical marijuana to a group of patients that the U.S. government determined needs medical marijuana to thrive. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage is one such patient, Mr. Irv Rosenfeld.
My name is Irvin Rosenfeld, and I'm the longest surviving federal medical marijuana patient in the United States. I use 10 to 12 marijuana cigarettes per day for my bone disorder. It serves as a muscle relaxant, anti-inflammatory, and for pain. And for a living, I'm a stockbroker, which is a very, very stressful job, and one that the government says I shouldn't be able to do, smoking 10 to 12 marijuana cigarettes for 22 years under the federal government. It's over 33 years overall.
And that's a rather bold statement you made, 10 to 12 joints a day, and yet your health is still reasonably good?
My health is excellent. There was a report done on myself and three of the other patients at the University of Montana 3.5 years ago where they did brainwave testing, IQ testing, respiratory. They did everything. And as far as my lungs, they were 108% of capacity. And all four of us patients that tested all tested fine. So I think that's the reason the government doesn't want to know, because they've never wanted to bother to test us. But on private testing, it showed that we're perfectly normal.
Irv Rosenfeld, 10 to 12 joints a day, and yet he earns a great living as a stockbroker, takes care of his family, and is in no way a threat to our society. Thomas Jefferson grew thousands of opium poppies. George Washington grew acres of cannabis. If they were alive today, we would be required to send them to prison for 20 years as drug terrorists. Surely their actions speak louder than their possessions, and should not that same liberty be afforded to us all? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.